Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Nobody fly it and fly ride. Couple guys from the city, and you know Mac Wiles we own. Life of the party, my boy home. That's Miles Jones.
It's the guys we stole.
Check it out, y'all.
Only you to enjoy. It's the guys we stole.
Check it out, y'all.
Only you to enjoy.
Welcome back.
Hold on. You can't start it like that.
You felt it?
We brand new in this house.
Look, we don't even sit the same no more. It's, you see that?
Y'all see that, right?
We got new artwork.
Hold on, no. I want y'all to look at it.
Go ahead.
That's beautiful.
That thing pretty.
That thing
stand out.
Yeah. What it do, Rod?
Stand out.
We brand new in this bitch, you heard me?
Yeah. As long as y'all know that. You know, and y'all probably looking at us, and y'all like, damn, why them niggas look so clear? Because we take care of our skin and we drink water.
Absolutely.
But also, they went and got new cameras in the crib.
Yes, they did.
And
we did a renovation.
And are making us pay out the ass for it too.
Son of a
boy,
bitch.
Oh boy.
The rent.
Boy, rent went to the.
I thought rent was stabilized around here.
No. We thought we was in affordable houses.
You would think it's your. It'd be your own people.
The whole rent.
It'd be
up.
The people that you know. They acting like the people that Kyrie and Kanye was talking about.
You better chill out.
Jesus Christ.
In a rebrand? This should be going?
The first day. The first five minutes.
That was in the contract. Like I said, that was in the lease.
Jesus,
we were not allowed
Christ.
To talk about them.
You remember we did that? I ain't gonna say who. I remember we did that, those episodes for that company, and they were like, can't curse. And yep. we recorded like four episodes. It was like, boy, wish I could curse. And they was like, yeah, y'all gotta go back and
re-record.
Y'all can't talk about not being able to curse.
We just started doing other episodes, like bonus episodes of us cursing.
Just us cursing.
Get it out of the way and like, all right, we're ready.
Now, if y'all want to go back and listen to what episode, see what episode that was, that's on y'all, but we're not going to admit.
Because they're not paying us no more.
Not paying us no more.
Nah, they pay once.
Once and done. But, I know y'all like that theme. I know y'all probably still singing that theme song.
You probably are.
Y'all probably still singing like, oh, what's this?
It's a good little vibe,
it's
ain't
good.
It?
Shout
it's a good
to,
little vibe.
New, speaking new of music. Which, we are in the crib. Shout out to Dev.
New tunes,
shout
out new to tunes,
Dev.
New
shout
tunes.
Out to Dev. Dev knocked that out, and I promise you I was in, it was the trap karaoke in L.A. where that shit, where Ryan acted like a superhero. Ryan was about to knock this nigga out when that old man came on stage. I said,
tough.
Listen.
It was about to be a tough situation.
If there's nothing else I know, all bullshit aside, there's nothing else I know. I know my brother got my back like I got my brother back.
I'm always on
I
point.
I saved. That old man didn't understand how much I saved his life. Like, there was one side, just all blood niggas that was coming.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan was the first one down the stairs. Then Preem came all the way from Brooklyn to the show.
Everybody was there.
He jumps down. And niggas, security, everybody just looked at me like, Mouse, say the word. Ryan is like, he's like foaming. Like, he's ready.
A part of me
wants
a story time, but you know what? We'll wait. I'll let you finish the call to action.
The call to action.
It was just know that it was
about
to go down. I saved that man's life. I love black people for real.
Hey, man. Absolutely. That's your good deed.
Listen, that was my good deed for the year, so I ain't doing that. I'm fucking up for the rest of the year. But even though this is a brand new shout out to y'all for sticking with us. 4 years. Almost 4 years.
Almost
at this
4 years.
We're giving you a rebrand.
Was it 4 years in February?
4 years in February.
Yeah, boy.
Valentine's Day will make 4 years.
Do we count 2020 as a year, though?
We don't. Shit. No. For us, yes.
That was the hardest.
Listen, let me not play. Listen.
When I say, do we count it as a year?
We just don't want to.
On a calendar, maybe not.
I'm just saying, no. Because on the real, as hard as we work, that shit was 3 years.
It should be 2 years. That's what I'm saying. Like,
We've been doing this for a long time.
Kudos to y'all, bro. Like, the way we pulled together in that pandemic.
I mean, we had to.
We had no choice. But
we had a choice. But we could have been lazy.
We could have been, not but, did it. But the only people that we really had during the pandemic, if you think about it, was each other.
That's a fact. You guys, I've said this on multiple occasions, and I mean it. You guys really got me through that pandemic. Like, I'm not a person that, you know, is depressed and all that shit. But it did something to my spirit to know at least twice a week
that
I would get
locked
to talk
in.
To y'all, and see y'all face. And
that was the best. That was therapy in the pandemic. Yeah,
that was.
Like, that's a segment. Therapy in the pandemic.
And if I'm being honest, I think, and you know, no bullshit. Like, not to shit on what we've done and what we've accomplished in the last year and a half. I think we did some of our best work in the pandemic. We did a lot. We did louder than the riot.
I think we always talk about how great our work is and how people just don't see it sometimes. Yeah. And I feel like that was one of the times where we put in a lot of work, a lot of time, and a lot of people.
For what? For 2 months, we did a whole second episode.
Yep.
Oh, God.
That was nuts. That was nuts.
I hated that shit.
Hoo-wee.
What?
It was a lot.
Current events. Mouse had all these bright ideas.
So many amazing things. Like once we actually stopped, Mouse started the quarantine radio joint. Facts, like man. It was a lot. We were cooking. Like it was
everybody was cooking. Yeah,
that was a really 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 good looking smart good time.
I feel like even though we weren't together at that time, it brought us closer.
Yeah, I think we were absolutely. I've never felt closer than.
But I think it also told us that we can do anything with this podcast.
Yeah.
Or this show.
Whatever we want to do.
At the time, it was a podcast.
Well, back then it was a podcast. Today it's a show. And although we are brand new, some things are still the same.
You know what is
still the same?
What is that?
Where they could fucking find us on any podcast streaming app. Mm. If you love The Guy Next Door.
Yes.
If you are listening to us through some third party,
Amen.
Fuck the third party.
Amen.
Go directly to where you get all your podcasts and type in Guys Next Door.
Please do.
Podcast.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
It's a show.
It's a show.
But type it in Guys Next Door.
Can I tell them two things?
Talk about them.
All right. Well, two things I'm going to tell y'all. I know Patreon has been like, but guess what? We're rebranding. We're back in a better place.
Bang.
I'm going to give you a video a month.
Bang.
Yeah, bang, bang. Give you,
but for our Apple listeners.
Uh-oh. Ooh. Whoa. Uh-oh.
Granny Smith, I might add.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Green.
The worst apples in the world.
Nah, look. Granny Smith was the best. Green Jones?
Who likes sour apples?
It wasn't sour to me.
Granny Smith, they got a little sour.
It's a little tang. It was a little tang.
He's a little tang.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little green tang.
Oh, no. Ryan was the kid who loved Warheads back in the day, so them joints was nothing.
No, I hated apples. I didn't like red apples. I didn't like biting into apples. I always felt my tooth was going to fall out.
Oh, you didn't like red apples.
Yeah, this nigga mad.
All right.
I like blue apples.
Yeah,
big grip over there.
Big grip. Yo, let me get a capel. All right. Nah,
but,
all right.
But if you're on Apple, we have some special announcements definitely coming up for you. But the one I will announce is we will be doing something that's not Patreon.
Bang.
Mm-hmm. But it will be an extra episode.
Bang.
You won't get to see us, but you'll get to hear us and you'll get to hear us more.
And the only way that you can do that is if you subscribe to us, The Guys Next Door, on Apple Podcasts.
Absolutely. So now we will be starting a new subscription based service connected just to Apple. Sorry for everybody else.
I'm not sorry everybody
else. Just go download the right app.
I'm not sorry everybody else. I don't feel bad for you, because if you got a Droid, that's the only way you're not in it. So
Or you're cheap.
And if you're cheap, I don't fuck with you.
You can be cheap, just not with us.
Listen, make sure y'all head over and subscribe to The Guys Next Door show on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you head over to YouTube, type in Guys Next Door, subscribe, follow us over there where the videos will be going up. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms. It's all Uniform Guys Next Door Show. What the fuck have you motherfuckers been up to,
man,
in this fucking off time?
Oh my god.
For the rebrand. What have y'all been up to?
Well, I've been
lifting everything that's not nailed down to
you
the
know,
ground.
What's really crazy is it's only been the past 2 weeks. I talked to Mac. I said, I was slacking. But it wasn't like not working out at all, but it was like one or two. They weren't workouts.
You weren't,
but they were
consistent,
cool.
Yeah.
But they were like, all right, this is enough to keep my body in a cool space. I won't get too big. I won't get too small. It's fine. But then I got a couple phone calls and I realized I had some things that were going to happen in the next month or two that I need to look right for. And my biggest problem was always working out by myself.
Yeah.
Even though I had the backyard to do it, I would go back there and kind of like,
you play around because you're in your backyard.
Workout when I want to leave. But now it's like I've started to really like
lock in.
And my whole Instagram is just saved workouts. And I go there, I knock shit out. Even if it takes me an hour and a half, I'll do 10 to sometimes 15. 10 to 15 different exercises, 3 to 4 sets each one.
Smart.
So it'll take me an hour and a half, but it gets done and I feel great. And
That's the most important part for me.
Yeah.
Like to hear you say that. And then all I care that you're feeling good.
Yeah, because I'll work out and I'll be like, I know I did, but it's like, I'm not sore. It's cool, but
you
I know
did,
I
did something. You
did something
just to exert.
But now energy. It's like, I'll be hurt.
Yeah.
And I'm on that set like, I got another 7 of these shits to do. And it's like, it's cool. And now it's
y'all
becoming
be
more of a habit.
Y'all be trying to find different ways to count to make it go quicker. Sometimes I'll be like, what's up? What happened? Just to be like, oh, we got 15.
You
got
to do your, you got to count your reps to like a song, to like the beat of a song.
Mm-hmm. Ah, gotcha.
So you rapping it in it and you know, they get to that one. You got to just get to that. And once you get a rhythm, I used to read like that when I was a kid too, though.
I used to read to a beat.
I used to read to a beat.
That's how I knew I loved music.
Just to make me want to keep reading. Because I'd be like, all right, I know this beat. But if this Missy Elliott song, if I can read this Shakespeare to Missy Elliott's The Way It Goes or whatever, I'm going to read it. Other than that,
fuck me up if I'm reading it. She'd be like,
so you gotta read the word.
I'm like, fuck, I just lost some of the cat in the hat.
You know, you gotta get this.
That sound doesn't in the cat in the hat.
You ever catch yourself using your finger? You'd be like, stop, nigga.
Yes.
It's okay. Thought I was the only one.
Nope. You are. This is the reason why I started audiobooks.
Yeah.
It's the reason why
I found it.
I'll be on the plane and I'll be reading, like right now, I'm reading Bell Hooks All About Love. And it's a lot.
Great book, by
the
way.
It's
fantastic.
And
I'll tell everybody.
She's whooping my ass.
I'll tell everybody.
She's whooping my ass from the fucking grave. Fuck
her. When you read that book, take your time with it because I promise you, there is a lot that is going to hit
you. And that's what I was. So I'll be reading some shit. And sometimes when I read shit, if it's like deep, I'll reread it, right? Mm-hmm. If the line is deep, I'll reread it. But the way she writes, it's so wordy. So it's like, wait, what? And so I'll be on a plane and I'll be like, I can't be the only nigga in first class and using my finger to read.
Looking around,
I just found like I found a Kindle in my backpack.
Like, you found what?
A Kindle? That's what it's called.
Oh, you got a Kindle?
Mm. My mom got it for me a minute ago and I haven't touched my backpack. And then I went to repack and I was like, oh.
You got mad books on it already?
No.
None.
I didn't open it. It's still in the case. But I do have this. This is what I've been reading.
Ooh. The Art of Peace.
And if you know, I have that tatted on me.
Mm-hmm.
You have this?
Yeah. It's a Zen circle. So somebody got that for me, and I've just been like, it's not a long book, and all the pages aren't filled with words.
Right.
Those little paragraphs be fucking you up.
Absolutely.
It just be some shit, and I'm like, what the hell? So you got to read a couple times, but just get into that peaceful mode, man. I'm just...
Reading, man. Reading is so fucking important,
it's
bro.
It's fundamental.
Reading between this rebrand... Because that's what's been I've been up to.
I was about to say, what have you been up to?
This rebrand and getting on you guys' nerves about this fucking rebrand.
I know I've been on your nerves.
I'm like,
last week, this week, nobody got it?
Yo.
And I just let you know who step in. When she steps in, I'm like, oh,
you know who?
Y'all love big boss.
We love you, East.
Y'all gonna respond
the
to
big
her.
Boss.
We love you, East.
The big boss.
Yeah, definitely gathers us. But yeah, the rebrand has
I'm scared of Eve.
I'm very scared of her. And the thing is, I see her a lot more often than you guys do.
Absolutely.
And I'm
absolutely.
Like, hey.
We have a great relationship because I just blame shit on y'all.
Yeah, I know. Like, yeah, the way I get called.
I'd be like, yeah, bro. The you way see I'm trying. Called? I hit her like, yo, you see shit back on. I'm like.
The way I get called, I know Ryan throwing us under the bus. I'd be like.
I don't really. It's really you throwing yourself under the bus because I'm right. I'm aligned with her. Because I tell y'all niggas first, like, yo, we got to get this done.
And nobody called Matt because he on set. I get the call. I'd be like, no lie, the call I have, I'd be like,
I'm not going to lie. I've gotten a couple of calls, and I'd really be on set and be like,
nope. Yeah. The call comes through, and I'm like, I'm going to see you later. I know, I'm going to see you later. I got to answer this.
Because I'm like the preview. I'd be like, yo, bro, the movie comes out.
I know.
December 6th.
The movie is coming out. Yo, the movie is coming out.
Here we are, December 7th, like. When that movie comes out,
there's a movie.
We're just looking at it like,
yo, what? And by that time, the director is already hitting y'all. Yo, where's this shit at? I'm like,
the movie come out to December. That's really perfect. That's a perfect analogy for us.
Me telling you,
me and Mac showing up to the theater like, yeah.
I'm like,
when this come out?
I'm like, yo, wow. Look, I got this movie for us, summer 2023. Niggas like, word. I'm like, we got time, but let's just get it done. All right, bro. It's Thanksgiving.
You know what day you said the movie come out?
Exactly.
You know what day you said it come out?
Next summer, 2023.
Me and Mac are showing up the day before the summer starts.
No. No. School started. It is fall. They're talking about fashion week, and you talking about, yo, we still got that movie to do?
We still got that summer blockbuster.
Like, God damn, this shit got to come out winter time.
Yeah, but that and, Trap Karaoke.
Yep.
Keeping me on the road.
That's the show that never ends, man.
Man,
that's
listen.
They cook y'all.
The show gets better and better.
Listen, man. Thank you.
Better
thank
and better.
Thank you so much.
I'm telling you, when people start hitting me up more and more about it, that's when I know it's cooking. Like my financial advisor, I was like, yeah, you know my boy, he does the show, he does, you know, Trap Karaoke. And it's like, he's like, whoa, wait a minute. You said Trap Karaoke? I've heard of Trap Karaoke. It sounds like everybody tells me it's a good time. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a perfect date.
Yeah. I would say so.
And it's more than a date. It's really getting to see somebody and like how they really act. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, do I want, if you can't have fun in Trap Karaoke, I don't ever want to do nothing with you.
So it's so funny. Obviously, I can't take a woman Trap Karaoke. Like, her experience is going to be different with me, right? But I'm like that with comedy shows. I love taking a woman on a first date to a comedy show because I need to see your interaction with laughter, right? Like, if you're somebody, and I always say this, if you're somebody who says that's funny instead of laughing at a comedy show, I know I can't deal with you because we've talked about on this podcast before, on the show before, how much, you know, it just lets me know you'll withhold adoration. And I need a lot of attention. And so I know that's not going to work, right? Because if I do something funny, or if a comedian does something funny, laugh. That is the payment, right? Like, the currency is the laughter, right?
I did the thing,
you laugh, but you're like, that's funny. I want nothing to do with you. Like, get away from me.
I think it's similar with me with music.
Right.
Okay.
And I think that's why, like...
Trap karaoke is so important,
a concert, hell, even a party, just to kind of see what your vibe
party
is.
Party is a little different, right? Because parties is like...
I think they can all be different.
No, I'm saying like parties, if a girl... I can't really judge you too much. Yeah, I don't think I can get a good judgment off a woman in a party because, one, I don't want to be there. Two, you know how parties are. Like, parties aren't parties anymore. It's like, this is everybody getting around so one person can just talk to one person and... Everyone else is around. So parties, I kind of give them a little leeway. Unless you're going to like a fucking bashment.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
You're not talking about this industry shit. You're talking about...
Okay, 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 I'm sorry.
I'm not talking about...
Talking about members only joint.
Okay.
I'm talking about like an actual...
nice little members only joint.
You know.
Shameless plug.
You're...
It's okay.
Had the best time of my life at members only. Even before I knew Ryan.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Hey, listen, I had a members only birthday party. Right before members only ended.
That's like a mouse. Steal it. I didn't know what that meant because members only parties back then was like you was with us in with the girls, or you was just trying to stay out of trouble? Yo. You was just trying to get out the way of niggas.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know. I know who you was with. Yep.
Listen, I had my birthday party was a members only birthday party.
Yes.
It was like the last one.
Yes,
it was in New York.
Yeah, I think that was the last one.
What, the one I did?
No.
That was the last solo one.
That was the last solo one.
That was when we came from
Atlantic City.
We drove
straight
to the party. Yes, I remember.
Joint
that
was crazy.
And we planned it last minute. I was like, yo, you want to do it? Remember we made the flyer like the night before? I was like, yo, you want to do this tomorrow? You're like,
I said, let's run it.
I said, bet. Had the flyer. Next day, boom. It was that. I forgot what that spot was called, but they closed it down.
They closed it down.
What was that? Westfield.
It was right around Lasuk. Right around.
Oh, by NYU.
Lasuk.
Yeah. It was right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Absolutely.
Oh yeah, that was a good time.
Those were good days. Those were good.
Lasuk.
But like we were talking about, like, but those are your choices on who to bring on where your date is. Like I say, trap karaoke is really like is major for me, because like last time, like LA, like now it's not like a date for me. I never like done a date, but I'll bring like a whole bunch of my homegirls. Like this time about like five of my homegirls. And
introduce me to none. But yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can't really introduce somebody when they're on stage and I'm upstairs.
You can bring them down. There's a long line of people taking pictures. You can just bring them on down. You just cut the line. I know Ryan's bringing them.
Mouse is very selective when he wants. You see, some days it's like, yeah, bring him down. Other days it's like, no, I come down here. So, you know, I just learned to pick and choose my battles. And I'm just let you look, because everybody was looking. It was a beautiful arrangement.
I hosted the show.
Flowers?
Just like,
flowers?
I hosted the show just like this, Matt.
It was
hey, beautiful. Welcome to Trap Karaoke, everybody. How you doing?
Because it's crazy.
Y'all
like,
are so beautiful tonight.
Y'all are so goddamn good tonight.
LA's Trap Karaoke right now is really set up like, there's a stage, and the VIPs are the two top sections.
Belasco.
Nice.
So now I get there. Even if I get there a little early or late, whatever, I know like
where you going
to be in the right. So I'm like, yo, Mouse, what size yours? Because he has his, and then other homie got his side.
Got it.
So I'm good on that side. So I get there and I'm like first. I'm like, all right. Then everybody's just like, they get there, dead ass. It's like a fork in the road. It's like, hood niggas. Nah, Ryan, a whole bunch of pretty women. Like, we're going to go over there. Like, I still got, like, Trav with me. I still got,
of course,
I got, like,
course,
the gang with me, but then I got a whole bunch of pretty girls. But it's not even just to be like, I'm on a date. It's like, yo, but I'm brought fun pretty girls. Like, every girl I brought.
Everyone was singing at the top of their lungs, hanging over the rail.
Wilding out. And it's like, that's where you really get to see somebody, even if it's just a friendship.
No. Like, he introduced me to none.
To a nun?
0 out of 5.
To none of them?
None.
I thought you said a nun.
It would be nice if
by the time I saw
nun,
him, because, by like, the time I saw him,
but was, no, he introduced me to 0.
I don't think I seen him after.
Oh, now you didn't see me after.
I did. Did I see you after?
Yes.
I did.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, they weren't with me anymore.
Yeah.
They left.
Yeah.
Met somewhere else.
Hey, Mac, what you been up to?
Hey, man, I've been dead smack in the middle of finishing Swagger, which we just finished. Season 2.
Yes, sir. Mr. Shirt Off Show.
Finally something good. Finally something good going for KD this year.
Yo.
Sorry.
Relax.
It was right there.
Relax.
It was right there.
My son killed.
It was right there.
Nah, you saw that. You saw that.
Woo! You didn't see what I put it on Instagram?
Son.
Want to see a dead body?
Taking bait, OG.
He made that man touch earth with his face.
Yo, I got a picture of niggas.
Yo, I got it.
Son.
And the niggas in the back like this. Shit's bad.
It's bad. Anyway, been finishing up Swagger. You know, Swagger's done, finally. We got that locked in. You know, baby on the way.
Baby number deuce
on the way. I mean, again, I don't know. Maybe by the time you guys see this, the baby is here. Maybe it's not. I don't know.
I tell you what,
this
I
whole
do.
Thing is crazy right now. It's madness. But you know, baby number two, baby number one is.
That's not a baby.
She is not a baby.
That is a grown adult.
She is not a baby.
And I need you to respect her.
Dog, she is a thug, man.
Yeah, I got kids.
She is so much of a thug, it doesn't even make sense.
I'm just an uncle.
And so the other night, I finished up the show.
Honorary.
I mean, I finished up on set. It was like 4 a.m. or something like that. I get in the house. I'm trying to sneak because I don't want to be loud.
Right.
Everybody's sleeping.
You got a baby and a pregnant woman in there. You don't want
to
die.
So I'm moving around. I'm trying to sneak. Now, Tristan does this thing. I don't think anybody knows. Tristan does this thing where, like, and it's because we're trying to do this, the gentle parenting?
Yes, yes, you got a gentle parent.
We're
trying
to do this gentle parenting. Yeah. So, you know, when she's...
My kid is already grown. I fuck him. Yeah. Fuck him.
It's different.
Try with these new ones.
It's different. So, it's like, when she's having tantrums or when she's having fits, you know, we try to console her and be like, oh, do you want to talk about it? Use your words, et cetera, et cetera. So now in her head, everything that has to do with getting picked up, being cuddled, dad, talk about it. So that's her thing.
Yeah.
Like, dad, talk about it.
You're going to communicate.
So I get in the house. It's late. I'm just trying to sneak in. I go in the bathroom, close the door. I'm like, okay, cool. Everybody sleep still. I didn't hear. I didn't move nothing. I open the door, turn off the lights, and in the dark is a short, hulking figure.
Short, hulking figure.
And
it reminds me of when, what's his name, told the story. R.I.P., my man. What's the comedian? I'm having a brain freeze. Bernie Mac, when he was telling a story about
dog. him downstairs. Nigga, short, hulking figure in the door. First off, I'm scared as shit because it's dark. Brand new house. We live damn near in the woods. It's ridiculous. I don't know if it's a midget white person. I don't know what it is.
You don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know if it's a midget white person. It's crazy. How'd the midget white person get in your house?
I don't know. I don't know.
The doggy door.
You never seen Lord of the Rings?
The doggy door.
You ever seen Lord of the Rings? Little Hobbit.
Little Hobbit?
Little Hobbit.
So she just all I hear is dad. Talk about it. I said, wow. Oh, wow. All right, so I guess you're laying in my bed tonight.
Yeah, talk about it.
Talk about it.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about it. Come on.
You've been talking.
So, yeah, that's what I've been doing. I've been doing a whole lot of talking about it.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I'm jealous.
Yeah.
I need a little short figure running around. So I'm tired of these ones.
Wow.
I'm tired of these ones. I'm playing a sweet 16.
Listen.
I know
you are. Yeah. These are the choices you've made.
I can't wait. Niggas, when they treat his geriatric ass.
Oh my god.
When they are treating his geriatric ass like not even that.
But I can't wait till Ryan is like 40, has his first kid.
Yo, you know he's gonna be 40, one of them.
Yeah,
niggas.
I gotta do 40. I can't.
It might be 43.
I got 7 years.
It might be 40.
Years.
It might be 40.
Nothing before that?
I mean, I'm praying for you.
No.
My pops at me at 40.
Bro.
He's doing pretty good for himself.
He's doing pretty good for himself.
He's going 4-tray.
43?
He's getting 4-tray. And he's going to be one of them overparent ass niggas. He's like, hey, you wash your hands before you get me here? Hey, mouse.
It's going to be more about me.
He'll be like this. He'll be like, mouse.
I can't do this.
He'll be like, mouse.
Wash your hands for me. I'm trying to be here.
Hey, mouse. Who you was with last night? Don't be kissing my baby. Don't come in here.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
It's going to be right because y'all kids going to be old enough to babysit my kids.
True indeed.
It's fire.
You think any of our... True indeed.
Yes.
I want you to think...
Yes.
You might have a chance with Mook.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Cool.
Sonny, Mook. Not happening.
That's fine.
Tristan, not happening.
I'm begging on next one. I'm begging on that one. That's the one I'm begging on. And you're going to be the nigga to have a kid right up with me. I'm gonna have mine at 43. I'm lonely.
Hold on, baby. Yo, you know the funny part? Me and Ryan will fuck around and have a baby on the same day.
Just like us.
Just like us.
I'll have the boy.
That's what you think?
He's just good.
That's what you think?
Yeah, the Powerpuff Girls.
Wow.
That's just
sugar, spice, and everything.
Here
nice.
Goes the thing. If Nick Cannon ain't teach me nothing, stay low and keep fired.
Try again. Yo.
And on that note, I think it's safe to move into our topic today.
But look, we're talking about decisions we make as men.
Yeah. Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
Which circles around to some big decisions you've both made in your life.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk about the decision to get married.
Mm. That's how we're kicking it off.
I mean, what are we doing the first episode? Because if I think about it, like when we first started our podcast, you weren't married. I'm not gonna even say it was a wasn't a thought in your mind? Because I think it's a thought in everybody's mind. Everybody thinks about it. It just wasn't there. So I wanted to go back, and since this is a rebrand, it's kind of showing what we've done in the past and talked about, but stuff that's already done.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people in the beginning never knew you were married.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know you were married at that time.
I remember when I said it on the podcast, Ryan was like,
I found out just off proximity.
Yeah.
Mouse brought Shorty around and was on some like, hey, Tris, this is such and such. And I was like, oh, okay, cool, whatever. When she left and went to the bathroom, he was like, you know, that was my ex-wife. I was like, your
ex-wife?
It's like, what?
No, we were still married. When you met her, we were still married.
You definitely were still married.
So especially at that age, how old are you?
That day? You're talking about that time when I introduced him?
27?
We were all 27.
Okay, so to know that you had a wife and, you know, there's, you know, things happen and you're not in the same situation anymore. To know that you're married, but it all comes down to a choice and ultimately who the woman that you want to be with forever and what it is and how long y'all have been together and what it takes to be that man. But ultimately, like, when was that day? That it was like, I'll start with Mac.
When was the day? So, I have a weird love story with Christina. Very weird love story. Because we met on the set of The Wire. We met since we were kids. So, I think even at a young age, once we started kind of kicking it and everything, I was like, I wanted to marry her. No, I started to... You know, you believe these fairy tale esque ideas, like, you know, the girl that you lose your virginity to, and this, that, and the third, you know, you'll get married to. Nigga, I'm talking about.
She pocket that V card?
Yep, that was her.
Pussy.
Yep. Call it what you may.
I'm just jealous, honestly.
But even at that time, and she'll tell you, I think we were about 18, 19 years old, and I gave her a ring pop, and I said, save that because I'm going to give you a real one later.
Did she save the ring pop?
She does. She did.
Where is it at?
She still has it. It's in her mom's storage.
That's...
What? Oh,
I don't want to be a bearer of bad news, but the storage is probably hot as hell.
It's probably melted. I mean, it's fine.
It's just the ring.
It's just the ring.
The plastic at this no point.
Pop. It's just the ring.
That's love.
That's love, though.
All the trials and the tribulations.
Come on.
You still got...
There you go.
One love.
One love.
So I think for me, there wasn't any specific time besides the time that I met her that I was like, that time that I put my jacket over her when we were doing The Wire. Like, she was walking.
She was an extra on The Wire,
She was an extra on The Wire.
So you were, oh.
I was 15. Okay. And it was, you know, it's a classroom for the kids. And for some reason, she always stood out to me. We were walking to lunch one day, and I really didn't know how to talk to girls, and I was like, I really like her. And I saw we was walking to lunch, and I saw that she was cold. They wouldn't let the extras bring coats and all of that stuff. They wouldn't give them extra coats and nothing like that, so I gave her my sweater. And I was like, yo, you look cold, so I want to...
You mine.
You imprinted on her.
That's what you did.
You pissed on the fire hydrant.
You did. You said you my weren't. Nigga. You showed the whole cast.
That's me.
What was going on?
Yeah, but she wasn't fucking with me at the time.
Yeah, but I mean,
she didn't fuck with me at all.
It's not really. We don't care.
You know, where we ended up.
Yeah, it really wasn't her choice.
Yeah.
Okay. The sweater was the sweater. Sweater did what the sweater did.
So I'm gonna switch it over to you, Mouse.
Yeah.
When,
first day.
First time you knew that it was she was the one.
Ooh.
And I mean, your situation is a little different.
Yeah.
You don't have to go too deep into how it's different, because if they don't know, they haven't been listening to us.
Mm-hmm.
But if they haven't, and this is their first time, you give a little background on something. But the most important thing for me is, I mean, finding that you found that person in that point in time that you felt was.
So I came back from the military. I probably came back from the military probably like a month before I met her.
Mm-hmm.
The whole time I was in VA on bullshit. I was on. Bullshit. I have no idea how I made it out of there, but I was in VA on bullshit. Niggas tried to kill me. Came back up here. Came back to New York. My dad called me. He was like, son, just come home. Because, you know, I was rebelling. I was like, nah, man, I ain't coming up there. You gotta get money down here. He just called me to come home. My dad said, come home. So niggas tried to kill me. I hit that goddamn Chinese bus so fast. I get back up here.
That joint was great. How much was it? It was like
$30.
Yeah, $30
from VA from Virginia Beach.
This is the worst bus ride I've ever.
It's the worst bus ride ever.
Disgusting.
I've only taken once, and
But you got to remember that as much as I took that Chinese bus,
that's
I made
a long
it work.
Ass bus ride.
It is. It's ridiculous.
They take mad bathroom stops. Like,
yeah,
bro,
it's ridiculous.
For $15, bro.
The one I got on, I went to homecoming at Hampton, and just so happened it was a thunderstorm. Well, first we leave from Chinatown, and we stop in, like, Staten Island.
Yeah. To go to the bathroom.
No. Something was wrong with, like, something was wrong with the bus. So they were like, yo, we're going to go here and go straight there. We there for, like, 45 minutes. I'm like, okay, cool. Get back on the bus. It starts raining. I see the water, like the stain, like when you know it's coming, it's like Final Destination. Shit wasn't dripping on nobody, and it stopped over my head.
Oh yeah.
Bonk, bonk,
yep,
bonk. So I woke up to, I'm like, nah. So then I move. I'm like, I bet it stopped here. There's another chair back here. I moved to another chair. The shit followed me.
Yeah.
I said, oh my God, never again. That shit was so long of a trip.
Shout out to the never China again. Bus, man.
Shout out to the Chinese bus.
Back to you.
13 Allen Street, heard. if you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
But yeah, I came back. Another life-threatening event happens. I get to church, and that's when I met her.
In church?
I met her in church. And the funny thing is, my dad told me on deployment a year prior, he was like, there's this new girl at church. And look like somebody whose life you could ruin. I was just
what's
up with you, boy?
Wow.
And then, but he was like, no. And then my mom was like, yeah, we was in. We was like, shit, he love her. I'm like, whatever. Mind you, I never had no girlfriend up to this point. Like, I mean, obviously, I was 17 when I left for boot camp. Mm-hmm. I come back 21, 22 years old. Never had no girlfriend before. So I get back, meet her. We met June 10th, 2010. That's Sunday. I was dead broke. I had $50 in my name. The Italian festival was on Long Island. We call it Saint Cyril's.
Yeah.
So we go to the little festival. I spend my last little bit of money trying to win her a prize, and I don't win her the prize. So much so that she gave me money to try and win.
You still ain't win?
Still ain't win.
Damn, son.
And I'll never forget. She said the funny thing. She was like, "Damn. Nigga, never wasted my $20 before." I was like, oh.
Nigga, was hurt.
Shot through the heart.
Shot through the fucking heart. And then, you know, there was a little bit of a cat and mouse game for, no pun intended, for about a few days.
You said a few days.
A few days. Yeah, look, this is 2010. You know what I mean?
Days, so, like
yeah. So it was like, okay. We ended up going on our first date. This is when I knew. Our first date, I was, you know, just back from boot camp, yep. Super healthy, super into fitness, also super broke. So he was
brolic.
Right. I was.
But skinny.
Very.
Hungry.
Pockets was skinny.
Hungry.
Very.
But
and so, I was hungry before.
He was.
Because one bowl of oatmeal would do me in.
Hey.
So I said, so she wanted to go out. I was like, yeah, let's go out. We could do a workout date. Right, I was like, we go to the park,
free shit.
Yeah, we go to the park. I already had some grapes and some fruits and shit. I was like, yeah, we could just eat healthy. And she was like, I don't want to do that shit. she was like, let's go to the movies. I was like, all right, well, what's out? She was like, I want to see Toy Story. Toy Story had just dropped the newest one at that time.
Toy Story 3 at that time? 4?
Three or four.
Yeah.
It was three or four. Not two.
Because four
two.
Dropped.
Recently.
It was three.
Now, Toy Story is very special to my family because it's the only movie we've ever seen together as a family in the theater. Mm. Because my parents had too many kids.
Well.
And they wasn't taking five kids to go see no damn movie.
So y'all all saw like we a all, Toy Story? Or?
No, we all seen Toy Story number one.
I was about to say like, that was it. I was like, yeah, we saw one. We saw two.
We only seen that, right? So, When we went and seen Toy Story 3, it was like, okay, now we get to the theater. No, before we went to the theater, So she heard me. So she mentions the movies. And immediately my mom like, fuck, who can I borrow money from? She must have heard the pause in my voice. She was like, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it.
That's when you knew?
Yeah, that's when I knew. It sounds funny. It sounds like, but like just that.
Somebody could hold you down.
And I never experienced that before. Like, obviously, I was, you know, I'm a kid, never knew I needed to experience that. But yeah. And then.
I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah. And it was just like,
Well, even
like, it's that important to hang out with me that you would pay for the first date.
Yeah.
Okay. So both y'all in your mind had y'all time when y'all knew y'all wanted to marry that person.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Let's take it a step further. When did you know it was the right time to propose to that person?
That's a good question.
You first.
So I knew very early when I was going to marry her. Like, fuck, like, oh, this is the one. Like, I knew that I was going to put
a ring
on her finger, in this amount of time. Mm-hmm. I knew... Man, it was probably after watching her relationship with my oldest daughter.
Mm.
Because I got custody of my oldest daughter, like, right when we started dating. So just watching them bond and watching that family dynamic begin to build and watching her just fall into place with my family and vice versa.
It just felt like
this. Literally, I said to myself, as soon as I get this income tax. It's this how long ago? You know, they didn't want to get income tax no more.
2200.
Woo!
You was getting
niggas
more money.
Paying income tax.
I'll do that.
Get a little 10-pack.
Hey. I ain't never seen it. It went right to that motherfucking ring.
But it came.
Okay. But it came. But yeah.
What cut did you get her?
I did the single. I did the solitaire, 2 carats.
Mm.
Put the 2-carat single on a finger.
Nice.
Went to
went to Jared's.
Nah, I went to.
Went to Zales.
I went to my mother. My mother and father have a jeweler.
Went to K.
No, maybe I should have.
Every kiss
begins with K. Hey.
But I went there. I went to the jeweler, got it. Shout out to to the show. My cousin,
family jeweler.
Don't do that. My mom and dad go to this jeweler.
Oh, everybody know a jeweler, and he's the family. You don't have to be in your family, but your family knows that jeweler.
All right, no, because family jeweler will entail that we're buying so much jewelry.
No, I mean, no.
There's y'all know jewelers. Yeah, that's
always
all it is.
A nigga in the hood.
That okay, everybody
don't have
knows.
To be that guy. But they're always a nigga in the hood. You don't know how he got cool
right.
in the jeweler district.
Right, right.
But he's like, our family don't go nowhere. We go to him.
And Boris is his name.
What's going on, everybody? This is Tristan Mack Wiles from Guys Next Door. And I want you to enjoy the real magic of the season by surrounding yourself with some good friends, some family, some delicious food, and of course, some ice cold Coke. Now, I don't know what you guys do for the holidays. And, you know, me personally, I'm a baker. You know, I love to make carrot cake and all these other things, but Coca-Cola pairs perfectly with every holiday get together. Now, if the world is getting you down, if it feels like work just doesn't stop, make sure you surround yourself with some really, really good people and a good Coca-Cola, because the holidays always must find a way.
So we went to Boers.
Oh, wow.
We went to Boers.
Oh, wow.
Boers is crazy. Boers is black?
Boris is
Russian.
Hungarian.
Close.
But Boris is Hungarian.
Yeah, for sure.
Somewhere from that area.
Somewhere from over
but
there.
But he held the family down.
He was like, I remember you, a baby.
Oh, you're such a baby.
Now you're getting married. And
kiss the forehead.
I never forget. I had stole one of her rings off a dresser so I could figure out something.
You were good at stealing.
And I put it right back. She never knew.
Of course, she was good at that.
Put it right back, bang.
Your thing.
But it.
That was something he wasn't used to doing.
Putting it back.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't steal from people. Never been that person.
Because then I steal from stores. Because then it would have been like, yo, so you stole my ring to buy me another. Where is the other ring though?
Like, we're worried about two different things here.
Why aren't you just happy with the ring I got you?
But that was, I knew Like there were many days that I was like, this is happening. Mm-hmm. It's, you know,
it's just when.
It was just when. But yeah, if you ask me to, I don't remember the exact day. I just know that it was, I knew, I'm talking about early on, like our pastor had called us in and he was like,
you knew it was up. It was,
yeah.
Like, but for you, it was more financial getting it right so you could get the ring.
Exactly. Exactly. I just needed the ring. If I could have proposed to her, I was in love the first day.
You would have,
if I had the ring the second day we met, I would have proposed. Did it.
Mm. So, but it's kind of different for you, Mac, because you at the time
had the money.
You had the money. Your staff. I didn't want to say it like that. They got me out here like,
you can wait a minute.
Like bad.
No,
like,
you can wait a minute. You wait a minute.
He got me out here like.
No. You wait a minute. I'll get back to you in a minute.
What's her name? What's Oprah? Gail.
Ayala?
Nah, Gail. They got me over here like, Gail. Gail be like, So you didn't have the money.
No. First thing this bitch ass nigga did jump. No one asked you about the money.
Gail go like this. Well, I'm going to let y'all talk about this. She hit like this God. With her notebook.
And that's real funny, right?
Oh my God.
That's real.
So back to
nigga was sleep. Nigga was sleep for 40 minutes. You wake up on that. Go back to fucking sleep.
So
yeah, I had the money. Fuck you.
So yes, your situation was a little different because, well, not only was it financially different, but you were older.
Why the fuck you kept saying that?
Because I'm trying.
We already established.
I'm trying to separate it.
Yes,
you were separation. Young.
You were young. It makes sense.
And broke.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you said all that.
He was young and rich.
Wow. This is.
He, but he wasn't as young as you were. He was older. He was in his 30s.
Yeah.
He still had more money than me.
Yes, absolutely. You're damn right. But that's not what we're here for. We're here to ask. I'm here to ask questions. Damn, mouse. Shit. So look, your situation. Sheesh. So,
Lord.
So your situation was a little different because, yes, you were. Damn, this goes sound
yeah, go ahead.
Horrible.
Go ahead. I'm
listening. You were successful. Yo, you just told me you lost your last 50 and you lost. You wasn't successful, brother. You had a great heart, though.
You had a good heart.
You was a killer on the field, boy. I'll tell you that. You did your thing.
Oh,
but when
shit.
It came to the ducats, you ain't have them. My son had ducats.
Oh, man.
So,
oh,
but I would also think it's a little harder when you got the money. Because there's more of a chance that it's like, I have to get everything right. Like, when you have no money... And yeah, it's like, it's all about love and being together.
There's some leeway.
There's like, yo, look, we can get what we want later down the line.
Yeah.
If that's what we want. But right now, we just want each other. When it comes to you, it's like,
no,
I know you got bread.
You know
what I want. And you know the cut I want. How you know my son. You don't got to steal nothing. You don't got to borrow nothing to bring it back. You don't got to do none of that.
I was trying to find out the size.
That's what I'm saying. You don't got to do that. Because at this age by now... He's already asked her a million times. Well, not even a million times. He's asked her one time a long-ass time ago what her ring size is, and he knows it. You wasn't thinking about that.
Sure
you like,
wasn't.
How? In our mind, still how we think now is how the fuck we going to get this ring.
Yeah.
He already asked when he was a kid, whatever.
Yeah. So, the communication styles is different.
It's way different. But on that end, knowing you have everything to get what she wants, what makes the moment special then? Like, what makes it special in your mind as far as, like, I have everything. Like I know what she says to you. How do I give the person I love that has everything? What is it?
All the time. Yeah, she says that all the time.
That has everything.
What do I give the person that has everything?
But I guess in your mind, it's like, what were you to give her? And you knew you could get her anything, but you had to make it the right thing.
I'm not going to hold you. If it was left up to me, I wanted to do something even crazier than what I did.
Yeah, I remember that conversation.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I was setting it up. Like, you know, we were constantly having the marriage conversation. We were always trying to figure out what we were doing, how we were doing it. And I was actively, I talked to her dad, I talked to her mom, I talked to my mom, I talked to my dad. Everybody knew already Tristan's gonna propose. It wasn't a question, it was literally just when the time is. I'm talking to Greg on some like, okay, like putting together like ring composites, like, yo, it's like this ring, but this ring and blah, 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 blah. Like, I want to take a little bit of this ring and mix it with this one and flip this. And I know she wants a pear shape. I got to get a pear shape. And it got to be.
That sounds stressful, bro.
But it's fun. The creative shit was fun for me.
Okay.
That's the shit that I love.
Creating what you really wanted. Okay.
Just
I get that.
The creative shit was fun for me. When we were having the conversation, and I remember she brought marriage up. We were driving to go see Christmas lights. Me, her, Tristan in the car, we're driving. Somehow marriage comes up in the conversation, and we're talking about it. And I'm like, yo, like, the only reason why you haven't gotten proposed to yet is because I want to make sure that I do it right. Like, I want to make sure that I make it a moment the mm-hmm. right way. Like,
it's forever.
I'm trying to, yeah, it's forever. This is something that you hold on to forever. And she said, I don't need that. I was like, what you mean?
That fucks you up.
She said, I don't need all of that. Like, Tristan, we've been at this since we were kids. I'm not somebody who's here for the bread. I'm not somebody who's here for like all of that stuff. I
love you.
I see you. I've known you since you were in the projects.
In fact, when you didn't have it, when you were working.
Didn't tour, have it.
She you was really.
When, you knew. I knew you when you had mouse money.
She was really.
Exactly.
No.
Pretty much.
No.
I'm sorry.
No.
I mean.
I don't think.
First of all.
I'm about to say.
First of all.
I had mouse money because I couldn't touch my money. There we go. It was entrusted.
Shit.
It was entrusted.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, the rebrand's gonna be so fire with two guests. With two hosts.
Oh, Mouse Bro, go. And he was 15. You was 12.
Don't point at me, bitch. Oh, Cam's laughing. Yeah, this is so funny.
All right. No, but she was like, yo, Tristan, I've been to your house in the projects. Like, I've slept with you. I've slept on the couch in your mother's house in the projects. Like, I've been everywhere with you. I don't need something extravagant. I know who you are, and I just want to marry you. I was like, Slim, we can go get married tomorrow. What's up? And that's when it happened. Like, it was like, that was the moment.
Mm-hmm.
That was okay.
I remember he called me. You called me. It's funny that you said that, right? Because that conversation just came up. Because I feel like a week prior, you called me and was asking me,
"Yeah,
yo, what, when you did this, what, you know what I mean?" And like, we had that moment, like,
if you could go really back, would you have made that same? Nah, fuck. Great guy. All
right. In this evolution of the podcast, I'm the one being tried. I'm pushing in this podcast now.
Mind you.
I'm running an interview here today, folks. What are you talking about? My shit. It's a new day up in here.
God damn.
The guys next door. This is a new day. I got the vision. And everything that's here is what we said.
Oh, my God. That's so great. That's so great.
But that also goes towards like supporting people. But another major thing, because of course I have thoughts. Don't laugh at my thoughts.
No, I'm not laughing at your thoughts. I'm still laughing at the way you said that shit.
But because I have to ask y'all these questions, because eventually, of course, like, I see myself getting married.
Of course.
At some point.
Yeah, of course. 48.
I mean, 48, 52, 52, 65.
Who knows?
15. 45, 47.
If Ryan get married before me, I'm going to cry.
I know you will. Like,
first of all,
at Ryan's wedding.
I am the last guy.
Don't make it seem like I am just hard, like a hard person to be married to.
Give me a second. If Ryan gets married before me...
Don't worry.
If Fly Rye
gets married before me. Oh, I swear to God, there's no hope.
You understand
you
that.
You bitches have to deal with
well,
hell.
I think it would affect me in some ways. But when y'all propose to some, did y'all ever think about how it could affect other people around you in your lives?
No. It was tunnel vision for me. I didn't give a fuck about anyone else. But I cared.
I think you did. I think you did. I think you cared about how your daughter.
Mm-mm. Because at that point, I'm a parent. And I know what was best.
Okay.
And I already seen their relationship.
And you knew that was the better thing.
My oldest, Mook, started calling her mom on her own. No one ever asked her. No one ever had the conversation. She was her playful name for all of a month.
And then
it became mommy such and such. And then it just was mom, mommy. That was it. No one ever asked her for it. It's like me and my dad. No, I met my dad.
It was right.
He was my dad.
Supposed to be.
Yeah. He was my dad.
Yeah.
And I was like, is it okay if I call you dad? And he was like, if that's what you want. He's been my dad since I was six. It's the same thing. So it was never a function in my mind. I didn't care how anybody was going to feel. I just knew that. This was my wife, and full tunnel vision. I didn't give a fuck.
For me, the only person that I really thought about in this situation was her mom and my mom. My mom, because my mom has four kids, and three of her kids are married now, and including me. And all three of her kids, she has never gotten a chance to be there at a wedding ceremony.
Oh, yeah.
She's never been able to be there for a wedding ceremony. All three of us damn near did the same thing. Everybody eloped. And Christina's mom for damn near the same reason. Like, Christina is her first daughter. Like, Christina's the oldest in the family. So for her to get married, you know, it's usually a big thing for families, especially for mothers, right? So I didn't care too much about my dad. You know, I'm like, niggas is niggas. Her dad, same thing. It was like, niggas is niggas. But I really was more worried. And again, it wasn't the proposal. It was more of the marriage, like the day of getting married. Because it wasn't even a proposal. I wouldn't even say that I proposed to her, honestly, until after we were already married on paper. We got married, like, literally, the next day, I took her to go buy it. We went to buy a dress. We went to the courthouse.
Shotgun. That's what's called, right?
Shotgun is usually somebody's making you get married.
Really?
Is
yeah.
It? I thought the shotgun wedding was just, like, on the spot. Like, yeah, girls get married.
The idea of a shotgun wedding is the dad putting a gun to your back.
Shotgun wedding. Bang.
You ain't got Google going to tell me. You only did it once. You only did it once.
A marriage forced or required because of pregnancy. Gotcha.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a father finds out his daughter's.
Yeah, you ain't making my daughter. Yeah, you ain't making my daughter a legitimate mom. Yeah.
Okay.
Shoddy.
Shotgun.
So,
pow.
Pow pow. So, but that I think that was the biggest thing. But the way that I tried, I guess I did a little more than my siblings did. You know, in the state of Virginia, which is the state that we got married, in the state of Virginia, you don't have to have a witness, but you still have to actually have not a ceremony, but you have to have an officiant married.
Somebody has to be there.
It has to be an officiant, a reverend, somebody to ordain your marriage.
Okay.
So after we went to the courthouse and we got all of our papers signed, we had to call this lady who does weddings like on the day, on the spot, called her up. She came through. Shout out to her. I forget your name, but you really held us down. Came upstairs. And she was like literally on our roof,
just married us, but she was like, you know, do you guys want to FaceTime your parents or something and all of that? And I was like, it's a beautiful idea. I FaceTime my mom, my dad, Zoomed my mom, my dad, her mom, her dad. So it was just them and us. That's it.
But that meant something to y'all. That's what y'all wanted. Yeah. And I feel like that's what everybody's different. Like, niggas know my wedding gonna be some.
It's gonna be lit. Mind you, I wanted my wedding to be crazy.
Well, it's still.
You can still do it.
I mean, me and Christina still gonna make a situation. We're probably gonna do it later on down the line. But.
Yeah, gonna wait it out.
Yeah, we're gonna wait it out. Right. But, dog, the ring I had. I was taking pieces of Audrey Hepburn's ring, Princess Diana's ring. I was putting it together. So,
You still got time. No, well, that's the thing, right? Like, think about, we all read Will Smith's book, right?
No.
I didn't finish it, but yes.
Did you get to the part where, like, Jada start having their issues?
Mm-hmm.
I told myself, side note, I'm going to stop little lies. So, you know, someone asked you, yo, you know such and such? Yeah. It's like, nah, I don't.
He's about to do a little lie. We all read Will Smith's book.
Nope. He's been over there like, not all of it. Nope. No, didn't touch it. Sorry.
I didn't finish it. So
in the book, it talks about him and Jada. He talks about this big birthday party he did for Jada. And then it all culminated with he showed this documentary that traced her lineage all the way back to the slave plantation.
Wow.
And at the end of this documentary, everyone's standing up, standing ovation, clapping for this, like, you know, the party, the week, all these celebrations, the documentary, everybody's clapping. And, you know, he could sense something was like, Jada was like, So when they got to the hotel room, he said, yo, what's going on? Like, you all right? She said, that was the biggest display of ego I've ever seen. He couldn't understand. And that's what I think. Like, when I hear you talk about the ring, like, what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
It's like, she don't want that.
She don't want that.
You got you what
know,
she
hold on.
Wants.
You know what she wanted? We went to K's, which is why it was funny that you said that. We went to K's, and we literally went so that she can show me kind of an idea of what she wanted. She said, I want that one. I was like, okay, that's the idea. No, I want that one. Are you sure? Like, babe, I could do something way better, way crazier. Like, I want that one. That's it.
And I think those are I don't know those moments. I mean, I know moments like that in other ways, but I think moments like that are really what brings love together. Because the expectation of the big ring, the big wedding.
Well, you got to pay attention to it.
Yeah, of course. I mean, some women, that's their dream to have this, but when it really comes down to loving somebody, there's always, like, there's certain things that we look at. Like, I know, in my mind, my wife's going to want the biggest wedding. But the wife that I meet whenever might not want
might not want
that
not, yeah.
Well, you know, her hip going to be bad because y'all going to be pretty old.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, it's cool.
So she might not want
to
do all that.
I was about to say, hold on. You
guess who's
going to
be the same
know.
Age?
He gonna be an old whippersnapper. She going to be a young whippersnapper. Mm-hmm.
You're right. I forgot who was dealing with me.
Yeah, creep young, man, creep. Jungle kitty.
Creep man. Yeah. I'm the creep man now.
Wow.
I can only imagine when you're 80 years old.
Be with another 80 year old. Be with a fucking 90 year old.
It's drag karaoke. Yo, I just want to shout out my young thing.
My young thing.
50 and up. Raise your hand. Y'all know this one?
Y'all know this one, right?
A thousand kids. Y'all know this
one. Yo. Goodness gracious.
All right. Let me get back to some shit. All right. So, of course, there's so much positive that goes on in these marriages and these relationships. And people hate to talk about the bad days. But I kind of want to talk a little bit about, like, when you know when to walk away from something. And not, I can't talk to you. I mean, I could talk to you about walking away from things, but I'm not going to talk to you about marriage because yours is more deeper because you were actually married. So the actual, I won't even ask for the steps, but when did you realize? Because I think in my mind, I think I'm right about this, is you knew if it continued, she'd end up hating you.
Yeah, selfishly, I didn't care.
Okay.
I was walked away from. I would have never walked away.
Okay.
But my heart's built different.
You walked away from, but you let it go.
You didn't, No,
I'm not necessarily saying like you said, yo, just leave. Like I'm cool. You didn't. You fought for it, but you understood that this is.
I fought to a point that I was like, oh, this, I'll do this, but this thing over here won't ever change.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I'm willing to sacrifice my peace to be selfishly happy.
Mm.
Right?
Okay.
Like, I would be happy because I have the person that, you know, I
there
want.
There we go. Okay. Okay.
But I would have no peace.
Because you would have no peace.
And having
in
the person
happiness.
That I want, there would be no peace in this atmosphere because. How do I say this? I'm willing to do this, and you're willing to do this.
You're only willing to do this.
Exactly. That doesn't fit. It doesn't fit at all.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it didn't help that at the time I was embarking on a new career, a very unstable one that was... not promised, and
it could be up one day, it could be down the next.
You know, trying to get into foreign territory, that didn't help. You know what I mean? So it always looked like I was choosing
work
over her. But then at a point, I realized it took me, and obviously I didn't realize this until further down the line, like being divorced and all that. A few years ago, actually, I realized, like, oh, that part was me. She wasn't unsupportive. I made her hate my baby. Right? You never want to do that as a person, no matter a friendship. You never want... people around you that love you are going to help you.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't hurt them. You don't want to make... So when I say hate my baby, it's like, okay... everybody, we all live in this house, right? Somebody has a baby. We're like, all right, let's help. Let's all get in there.
If that baby bites you.
If the baby bites you, the baby starts pissing on you, the baby starts throwing
over
up.
And over
and
over.
And the parent ain't there. I'm just like, hey, man, take the baby. You love me. And you love, by proxy, my child. But now you don't want to deal with the child. Mm-hmm. Because, nigga, I'm getting in here to help you, but where are you at?
Mm-hmm.
That I wasn't showing up. Right? I would show up and be like, she'd get off from work, and I'd be like, all right, I'm about to go to Brooklyn, link up with Kaz and them, and then we're going to, oh, I'm about to go here, I'm about to go link with Matt, do this. All right, I'll see you when I get home. Never, hey, you want to come with me today? Let's find some. Hey, I told my mom, she'll watch the kids, let's go. Right? Because now you get to see the struggle. You get to see it and we get to experience it together instead of it being this thing that is constantly taking your husband away.
Yeah.
So in that stance, what do you feel like was, I won't say like, yeah, I guess the final straw in her saying, I can't let this break us. I can't fight for this anymore. I have to essentially leave the situation before it gets worse. And I never want to even, like, I can't even understand why I have a child. You know what I'm saying? Like,
damn,
oh, for me, my part?
No, I had to switch it to her just because I kind of understand you. I kind of understand.
So it was probably this career change.
Okay.
It was me being, you know, to her credit, she spent 7 years riding with me. Whatever I woke up and said I wanted to do that day, she was with. When she met me, I was trying to, become an EMT, firefighter. And then, you know, stand-up started working. And then she was running the merch table. She was checking tickets at the door. She was, you know, she would make cupcakes and sell them after the show. When I said I wanted, you know, when I got really into, shout out to Issa Rae and Sexy Black TV. When I got into... you know, the web series and things, you know, the boom of this 2011 and 12, I was like, oh, I'm gonna write a web series. We had a brand new kid. She left me alone and let me write a show. She left me alone. And then it was time to audition people. That's how I met Shannon and Sean and all of them. And it was time to audition people. She was right there. Whatever it was she wrote, it was something about this thing. Something about this career turn that she was like, I can't. No, you're bugging now.
Was it saying too much? Was it speaking too much of your truth to the masses when she knew it at home? She could bear it at home. I could bear talking to you about what's going on and understanding you and what's going on, but that's us. But now you're taking what's going on with us, and unlike a comedy show, you could laugh at shit like that.
Well, that's the thing. The first podcast and, you know, the first things, the first iterations of things I was doing at that time wasn't as deep and transparent as these things are, right? I wouldn't even been able to do it back then because I didn't even have the understanding. It was so far. It was like, yeah, I know me when I first started. It was raw and ignorant. I think that probably played a part.
That was something that was you. She knew that was you.
Right.
That was you at home.
Right.
That could be at home. But once the world knows this uncut raw, it's like, yo, I can't really get down with that at that point in time.
I wish I had the answer. I don't know. To this day, I don't know. I just knew that something.
But you know, it was a light switch that it was up, that it was like, yo, she's done. She's came this far with me over and over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
But it was something about what I'm doing now that it was a checkout.
And for me, it was like, I'm not going to chase you again.
Absolutely.
I mean, maybe it was just time, right? Maybe it was just, you know, time and time again.
I feel like that's also it, for sure.
Yeah, about to say, the constant over and over, it can get tiring. And
what I will say, me and her had something extremely raw. It was so raw. It was so passionate. And we were not equipped to cherish and cultivate
to harness
and harness this rawness. The love we shared, or I would even say still share, right? The love we share, that shit can move mountains.
Yeah.
Right? To this day. But we use it against each other, so we are the mountain that ends up getting moved, right? And it's like, you do that over and over again. After a time, it's like, yeah, I'm okay.
Yep.
I can't get, you know. And then, because we're both broken human beings who are who we are, I take everything personal.
Absolutely.
So when you leave me, I take that personal.
Absolutely.
I take it so personally. To divorce? You divorced me?
That's big.
It's big.
That's big.
That's tough.
I was telling somebody yesterday, there's only like three times in my life where I look at a situation that happened with a woman, and I'm like, I ain't deserve that. Right? Everybody laughs about it from He-Man Woman Hate Club days, but, you know, the situation with Doop, I ain't deserve that. there was another one where a girl kind of like spun on me, like I thought we was building. Spun. I was like, damn, I ain't deserve that. And again, divorce. I don't think I deserve that. Those three things stand out where I'm like, I'm, you know, and it's funny that Ryan said, you know, he prefaced the conversation the way he did about, you know, getting married, because I only acknowledged wanting to get married again probably in like the last 2.5 years.
That's true.
Like, before then, it was like, nah, I'm...
You just wanted more kids.
Oh, no.
Just give me kids. Oh, I said it on the show.
Yeah.
Give me kids.
And I'm fine.
Like, we can be cool.
Growth.
Literally, people...
But now I'm like, I can't...
Our neighbors have watched you grow.
I don't know if it's...
It is.
I don't know if it's growth, right? It is. It's my life choice.
No, but it's still growing.
Because you know why it's not...
It's growing.
No one hurt like I hurt before. No one else... I got married at 22 years old.
Do you feel like you failed?
Yeah, hell yeah. Big failure.
But for every failure is also a lesson learned.
Sure.
So do you really...
I mean, I learned the lesson.
So, but is that a true failure if you learn a lesson? I don't know.
Because there's collateral damage with my failure. A linear failure, right? Mm-hmm. If we fail... like, if we fail at this podcast, we never will. But if we fail at this podcast, I feel like a failure because I let you down and let you down. Right? There's collateral damage. Mm-hmm. Right? We've taken time and effort out of our schedules. We've taken money. We've taken opportunities or not took opportunities to be able to do this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So if this failed, it would, to me, it would feel like a failure. Fuck the lesson. It would be a failure. I failed these niggas. It's collateral damage. You've lost out time with your kids and your wife. You lost out time with your people and put in work. Yeah. I would feel like we failed, right? The collateral damage is my oldest daughter still doesn't really have a semblance of what normalcy is. My youngest daughter was born into a loving household. She now has to split that. There's collateral damage here.
It's everything.
Right? Like I said, I got married at 22 years old. And then I got divorced at 27, 28. That's some of our most formative years.
Yeah.
I did not know who I was outside of being a husband and a father. And then whew, you just throw me back into the world at 28.
To be by yourself, in a sense.
No one knows that pain. And I don't know if just because my disposition and like the way people see me, maybe I don't articulate it well. Maybe I can't even articulate it well. But I know I felt it.
Yeah.
And I never, ever want to feel that again. I can't. I refuse. I won't even put myself in a position to even almost feel that again, right?
Or you wouldn't before. Because now if you're speaking about potentially even right. thinking about marriage. Right.
There's no divorce option.
Of course. But
we're going off the cliff. You want, bitch, you want to die? You want to be married no more? To death do us part. Let's ride.
All right, Thelma and Louise. Jesus Christ.
I can't.
No, I that's what I'm saying. I get that, but you have to recognize the growth in yourself to even open up enough to even let that in. I have a friend who will remain nameless. He grew up in a household, you know, similar to all of ours, where, you know, his mom and his dad divorced mm-hmm. while he was very young. So his disposition on marriage always was, nah, I'm good on it. It doesn't work. Even after watching other people in his life go on, find love, get married, et cetera, et cetera, his disposition never changed. Nah, I'm good. It's only now, years and years later, that he is slightly opened up to the notion like, man, it'd be nice to be married.
Yeah. Bro, can I tell you how envious is not the right word. I'm jealous. When I see you and I'm like, and one, let me say,
I know.
I thank you for having me as close.
He to also y'all opened as up possible. That door for you to yeah. think it's possible.
It definitely had something to do with it. About me being like softening up.
But we talk about that shit all the time. I don't know no stand up niggas, bro. You a stand up nigga. Dead ass. Yo.
I'm right here. Yo, son. This nigga keeps trying me bro. Today, yo.
He said, bro. I don't know no stand-up niggas.
On the same couch.
I don't know no stand-up niggas.
Is it because I'm sitting down?
I know a stand-up nigga.
All right, bro.
Yo, look, bro. You can stand up, sit down, crush your knees all you want. Dot your eyes.
They going to be like.
I know a stand-up nigga.
They going to be like.
A stand-up. I have never known a stand-up married nigga.
Mm.
And.
Fuck you and your caveat.
I didn't know you when you was married.
That's true.
Points were made.
So, especially in the age, in our age group, in our circle, there's not a lot of us that are married, in my circle, for sure.
And then the ones that aren't
doing it right.
Necessarily stand-up niggas.
Exactly. And even if in some marriages, like, in my mind, you don't have to actually go down the aisle and have a ring to be married.
Nah.
Some things are just what it is that you want it to be. But I still don't know no stand-up niggas there. See what I'm saying? So when I see, like, you're making it possible. And for me, it's like I always wanted to get married, but I was always like, I don't know if I can because it's very hard. I don't see it. And what I don't see sometimes is I don't think it could be done.
True.
But seeing you and knowing you from, you know, years of not having any children and not having a wife to now having a wife and children.
And it was like that.
It was like, and it, but which made it seem for me like it's possible.
It wasn't no long, yo, I got to get this out of my system.
Yeah, it was. And it was
like
stuff.
Yeah.
It wasn't calculated. It was just like what was meant to happen will be.
Yeah.
And I see that and I'm proud of you and it's fire and it's amazing. And even when it comes to Mouse, even though we joke and we do all the show all the time, like he's put me in a place where I can think like what it is to have this and what it is to have that. And even if you are in a marriage and things don't go the way you want them to, I still look at him as fucking dad of the year.
That's a fact.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that I can look fact. At Mouse and I see him with his two, like, his daughters, and I'm like, God. Like, I know all the shit he's been through, and he's still like this. You can't look at a statue and tell me he's not the strongest statue on the block. You That's feel me fact. What I'm saying? Thank like, you. He stands tall, and he holds it down for his kids. And then I see you, a new father, a new husband, doing all the things that I know Mouse can do and has done.
Mm-hmm.
And you put that shit together in this Voltron. Like, I see it, and I want it. And it will happen.
It will.
But it will. It's y'all know me, like, I'm not going to half-ass it.
I know.
And I'm going to want it, like, full on. I want to take all those responsibilities. But until then.
I think that's the most beautiful thing, right? Like,
yeah.
He gets to walk, like, Ryan gets to walk into it, like, no baggage.
No.
I mean, a baggage, sure.
No,
because
baggage.
Yeah.
There's definitely baggage.
The guy next door, it's like baggage claim.
Yeah,
literally. But, absolutely. Like, he gets to walk into it with, like, no existential baggage, right? Like, there's no baby mama drama. There's no. He gets to walk into it.
The baggage that I have,
not even
the baggage that I have, I can get rid of
quickly, if need be.
If need be, they can be gone.
But bigger than that, it's I think it's just what you said. You walk different when you can see it. You move different when you can see it. It's we all grew up in very similar households where we didn't have the best. Perspective of what marriage life looks like, honestly, besides Mouse.
Yeah.
Like,
that ass.
I seen, yeah.
We didn't know, like, growing up, you know.
I didn't see none of that shit.
Houses were tumultuous.
I had the only dad on the block.
See what
I'm saying? This is what I'm saying.
I had the only dad on the block.
So to now be.
You the dad on the block.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
Both of y'all are the dads on the block. There's still, fuck you talking about, he was the only dad on the block. To this day, nigga, like, you might be the only dad on your block now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, in your age, like, niggas ain't around their kids like they say they are.
Nope.
Like, yeah, you can paint great pictures on Instagram, and it could look great. But there's only a couple niggas that I see that are doing great father jobs, and it's on and off the court. Mm. And I don't need to name them. They know who they are. Some are just, you know. Some you don't need to know, but you know. But it's like, I see who's a good parent and who's not. Like, I see what's going on. And I know what I look up to and I know what I don't.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it's all about, man. I think even marrying Christina, you know, as much as I, going back to what you were talking about, it as much as I wanted to make it a show, as much as I wanted to make it a whole situation and have my ego conflate the entire situation, I think there's something heavenly, there's something that's godlike to make it the way that it happened, and to now be that thing that other people can look at and be like, damn, that's, yeah, that right there, that's right. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Like, that's what a stand-up nigga looks like. Or have my daughter be on some, like, you know, my dad is a superhero, my mom is a superhero. Like, to have that in the same house and really see it and feel it, you know, that's
what it is. And just to, like, put a button on this, I feel like that's what this whole podcast, this rebrand is about. Like, in the beginning, we came here, we sat at a table, and we had these mics, and we talked. We really didn't know what we were talking about,
yeah.
What we were getting at. You knew the job. You knew how to do it. You've been on screen before, you know. I didn't know, but I tried to fit in where it is. To now seeing us grow and to see, like, what you didn't have any children, bro. Like, you had no kids, yeah. No wife, like... And to
I had no kids, but I had a roster.
You had, yes. You yeah. See what I'm saying? Everybody, niggas was doing. But I mean, yes, you're going to get hurt for that comment.
I know.
But,
I will.
Christina, he said that. I didn't say it. I just want, like, because I don't want.
It's fine.
But the greatest thing about that is.
She had a roster, too.
That is the past.
Man, we throwing her under the bus. Christina, I swear to God, I had nothing to do with this. I know that it's always me, but it's not me today. It's not me.
Wow.
But like just going back and just seeing where we all were and how we all have built like greatness in our own ways and continuing to grow is all about what rebranding is.
And like focus on like building that real greatness. Absolutely. Right? Like the greatness, this is all fun. This is good, right? This is good.
The greatness is
when you go home. And
the greatness is what y'all too. Great. Y'all gotta understand the greatness what y'all too have already put on this earth, bro.
Wow.
Y'all have y'all kids living legends on this earth, walking around every day. That was y'all gift. And now y'all can make y'all gift to the biggest president in the world. You can rap it how you want to rap it.
My boy.
But a gift gonna be a gift,
my
bro.
Boy.
A gift is every gonna day. Keep on giving.
Look, when I seen her with that, I said, did she steal that from my house?
She stole it from me.
Oh. You got the whole thing?
Yes. Robbed me.
That's the cause one?
Yes.
Yep.
Man, in the meantime, in between time, before Ryan make us cry, let's get the fuck out of here. Fuck it. I'm making an announcement. We're bringing it back.
Oh, man.
We're bringing it back.
Talk about it.
We're bringing back the Listen to Letters.
Ooh.
We're bringing back Listen to Letters.
I need them.
We're bringing back them. Listen to Letters. Y'all been asking.
They have been asking.
Y'all been DMing us like we gonna answer them in a DM. First of all, the subject.
Yo, boy. I begin.
The shit y'all send.
Don't DM me these, because I don't.
Yo, the shit y'all send me. I'm not like, doing what that. You want me to do with this?
Just email it, bro, because you DM it to me, I'm not gonna read.
Listen.
It. I'm not gonna read.
Listen
it.
To Letters. We're bringing them back. GuysNextDoor123@gmail.com.
Uh-huh.
And fuck it. Fuck it.
Oh,
it's
man.
A rebrand.
Yep.
Fuck it. I think once a month we let a real listener send a video in.
I love it.
Let them talk to us.
Okay. I love it.
Let them zoom them in. Let one lucky listener letter, they okay. get to chop it up with
and
it.
I love it. If you're lucky enough, you might be able to just come.
I want to see him.
I might.
I don't want to see
him. It's a rebrand.
We're going to have to remove.
We have to reprogram.
We're going to have to remove.
In the meantime, between time, Mac, what you got going on?
Man, I am in the house. Being a dad, I am officially, since the show is over, I am officially on paternity leave. So,
ooh, I can't wait to use that.
So, holla at me when you can. You know, if you see me in the streets, act like you don't know me. You
what about you, Ryan? What you got going on?
Paternity leave is crazy. You act like,
nah, I can't wait. I can't wait.
I'll be real. I'm just there's things I'm working on that are cool and dope, but I'm just working on myself.
I love
and
that.
The more and more I learn and work on myself, like I've been really tapped into doing stuff in other countries and building and starting this nonprofit. So we're starting that up. And one of our first things is building stuff in Africa and even building stuff in here. And that's in
Let's
the next
fucking
like, six
go.
Months. So it's like that has to do with me. I couldn't do this without my people, and my people are African. From Africa, which is everybody, and it's like that's the first place I want to celebrate and just give hope.
The motherland. Yeah.
So that's me.
Guys Next Door is always number one, first and foremost for me, because it's ours. We own this shit.
Talk about it.
So Guys Next Door.
Three black men on this thing.
We own this. Ain't no white men in here.
Not yet, unless you want to give him some money. So.
I mean, I'm down to give a piece.
But
if somebody wants to give a little piece. Little piece. You can have some say, not all say.
To be honest, you can't have no say. Just sit your ass back and let's make you some money. Sit your ass back. I wanna actually think about changing the name of the podcast to Kyrie Next Door. Just trying to get a reaction out of Ryan. No? Okay.
No. Not me.
Just trying to get a reaction. All right. All right.
Oh,
just,
my
just
Jesus.
Wanna know, just want to let you know.
On that note.
Staying with Kyrie on that. All right. You know.
All bye. Right.
You know, that's my boy. But Trap Karaoke, trapkaraoke.com. Make sure you get your tickets. See you when we're in a city near you. Boom, I'm right here. Thank you, Cam. Make sure you tapped into Guy Next Door everywhere you can. YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, on your podcast feeds, Guy Next Door Show. And I think that is everything I got. Oh, with Mouse Jones. Make sure you guys check out the one-on-one interviews with Mouse Jones that I have up on my YouTube with Mouse Jones. And Eco Gave Straws. I shout out my brother's shit like it's mine. Eco Gave Straws. Make sure you go get them. I got 10,000 of them things in my crib.
Shout out Viola.
Motherfucking Swagger.
Shout out Viola.
Swagger
out
Viola. Season 2.
Yeah, Swagger definitely shout out Swagger.
Make sure you go binge season 1 and be prepared for season two.
On the way.
He got a shirt off in the show. He got a shirt
definitely
off.
Definitely made me work out.
I was like, bitch, I called Zeus and me. Zeus! The nigga got a shirt off on the show.
Yeah, I gotta get it right.
The shirt ain't coming off.
It's definitely a symbol of the sex.
Yeah, I hate it. Hate it bad.
It's definitely a symbol of the sex.
I keep trying to find something wrong with this motherfucker. I'm telling somebody something.
I be having nigga, like, yo, how he so bugged? I be having to break it down. He's so bugged because he works out crazy. Like, I be having to explain it. Don't make me look like right? I.
Because he's rich. He's rich.
Like, but why? They look at me like, so why does he look like that?
Because he's rich, okay? Son. His water's different. He don't breathe the same air. All right, he can afford to work out 3 times a day. That's what the fuck he do.
What?
This is what I tell people.
Why? Why would you lie to people?
Makes me feel
because it's a rebrand.
All right. Because it's a rebrand.
It's a rebrand.
Got to rebrand your ass.
It's a rebrand.
But in the meantime, between time, we'll see y'all next Monday. We are back.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.